أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذني وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. All you who believe, remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance and glorify Him in the mornings and the evenings. It is He who sends His special blessings upon you, as do the Malaika, that He may bring you out from the depths of darknesses towards light, and He is full of mercy towards the believers. The day they will meet Him, their greetings will be salams, and He has prepared for them a magnificent reward. After extolling the virtues of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala invites us towards remembering him as a mark, as a token of appreciation. He has showered you with all these favors, and the greatest of favor, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This requires that you should be grateful to him. And how are you going to show gratitude is by remembering him, and remembering him in abundance. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deed for which there is so much of emphasis. It is not restricted to time, it is not restricted to place, it is not restricted to any type of situation. Every other ibadah is restricted to time. Namaz, restricted to time. Roza, restricted to time. Hajj, restricted to place. But this is an ibadat that is not restricted to any time and any place, any condition, whether you are traveling or you are at home, whether you are ill or you are well, whether you are amongst friends or you are alone, whichever condition, whether you are in your business or you are in the masjid, then any situation, any condition that you are, whether it's a social gathering or whether you are within the confines of your home. So in every situation, Allah Ta'ala says, remember him and remember him in abundance. Therefore, the hadith speaks about the virtue of zikr. Must I show you something that is even more virtuous than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah Ta'ala? More virtuous than you striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, killing your enemies for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, they killing you and you killing them. Much more virtuous, most virtuous in gaining your acceptance, elevating your status in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, most pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba Kiram said, definitely, you should show us, Ya Rasulullah. Let me explain, that's the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Under all conditions, you remember him. As long as you are in your consciousness, you are awake, then remember him. So therefore, the hadith speaks about the virtue of dhikr. That on the day of Qiyamah, the Jannati, the mu'min is sent to Jannat. He He will have no regrets, but over those moments that pass by without the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Now will a person come to his senses and realize how great is the reward and the result of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the hadith even insists and encourages us that we should ask Allah Ta'ala tawfiq and His grace that we can remember Him in abundance. Allahumma ij'alni mu'azzimu shukrak. O Allah Ta'ala, grant me the grace that I can magnify Your gratitude. The favors that You have shown for me, that I must magnify it, think about it, and then only if I reflect about it correctly will I be able to magnify it. So grant me that tawfiq, that grace, that I can magnify Your gratitude, showing appreciation to You. وَأُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَكْ, and that I can remember You in abundance. وَأَتَّبِعُ نَسِيحَتَكْ, and Your advice, I should remember it all the times, I mustn't forget You at any time. Again, the hadith says that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that people begin to say that you are mad. In other words, you are not showing that interest in what people will show interest. People generally show interest only in the material. And when you will be absorbed in the love of Allah Ta'ala, it is only Allah Ta'ala that you will be speaking about and you will be thinking about. Therefore, the best friendship is that friendship that reminds you of Allah Ta'ala, reminds you about the hereafter. You see the person and he reminds you of Allah Ta'ala. This is the person that you should accompany. This is the person that you should befriend. This is the person that you should socialize and associate, who will remember you and keep you focused. And if you have some focus, he will increase and intensify the focus that you have got. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. So remember him in abundance. Then the hadith also says, remember Allah Ta'ala so much that your tongue remains moist in his remembrance. And more especially in the mornings and the evenings, these are the more divine times, like the time around Fajr, the time before Maghrib. These are very defined times. The malaika are taking and changing shifts at the time. So there's a lot of good and blessings that are coming around this time. So you see to it that you get some share of those blessings by remembering him and glorifying, reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. It is he who sends his special blessings upon you, as do his malaika. It is Allah Ta'ala wishes well for his servants. And when the servant turns towards Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala sends his special and choicest blessings upon him. So this is the meaning of Yusalli Alaikum. His choicest blessings he sends upon you, as do the malaika. It is the will of Allah Ta'ala that the malaika will accomplish. It is Allah Ta'ala that wills. Malaika just carry out the orders and the duties that are assigned to them. So when Allah Ta'ala will send his special blessings, it will be the malaika that will be bringing those blessings to us. Or it could also mean the malaika will make dua for you, like Allah Ta'ala will spend his choices blessings upon you, then the malaika will make dua for your goodness and your welfare and your well-being. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that he may bring you out from the depths of darknesses towards light. Mankind is covered in darkness. Sometimes the darkness and the clouds of ignorance cover him. Sometimes it is ego and the clouds of ego that cover him. Sometimes it is the stain of sensual pleasure, material pleasure that covers his intellect when his heart is being absorbed with the material, with wealth, and that begins to cover and cloud his intellect. He can't reason any longer. Anything he wants to halalize, make it halal, justify it for himself, because his heart and his mind has been clouded with that material love. So sometimes with the darkness of material, sometimes it is your ego, sometimes it is ignorance, sometimes it is superstition that covers your intellect and your understanding. Sometimes it is partialism and that type of things that cover your intellect and intelligence, that you are subscribing to a certain group, and that becomes the reason for you giving that type of preference. You can't see correctly, you can't see properly. So when you remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, He will send His special choices, blessings upon you. The malaika will make dua for you. Then you will gain that salvation from the depths of darknesses, of sin, of wrong, of ignorance, of superstition, of sensual pleasure, of ego, etc. He'll lead you towards light. And He is full of mercy towards the believers. The day the believers will meet Him, their greetings will be salams. The day that the believers will meet Him and their greetings will be salams. What is this referring to? The hadith explains that when a mu'min being faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he approaches the time of death, the Malakul Maut sits at his headside and greets him and conveys Allah ta'ala's salam upon him. Imagine what a beautiful moment for a believer, that Allah ta'ala in person conveys his salams to you. What else do you want? So at the time, that most crucial moment, time that was most touching, we're working for that moment, and Allah ta'ala sends his special salam to you directly, and imagine what will be the extent of your pleasure. So the time that you needed him most, and he remembers you, because you've been remembering him, you've been thinking of him, so at the most crucial moment he remembers you. Then, when that believer has to come up of his grave, so the first time is when he's going into the next realm, the realm of barzakh, the partition between this life and the life of the hereafter is called barzakh. So you have got that covered because Allah Ta'ala has covered you with His greetings and with His blessings. Then the next moment that is most crucial is the day of Qiyamah. So from the very commencement of the day of Qiyamah, as you raise up from your grave, at that time the malaika are there again to greet you and to tell you, Nahnu awliyaukum, we are your friends. We are with you. Nothing for you to be ghabrat about, to be worried about. We are around. We are your friends. So the malaika will give you that reassurance, that nothing for you to be afraid and worried about. Then when you are in Jannat again, then you receive the salams from the believers themselves, the hiyatuhum. Their greetings will be salam. Malaika yadkhuluna alayhim min kulli bab. Malaika are greeting you again from all entrances, all gates. They are standing and they are greeting you. Then the greatest greeting of all is Allah Ta'ala's Salamun Qawlam Min Rabbir Rahim. You will gain that special greeting of Allah Ta'ala whilst you in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannat. And let us enjoy from the salams of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And He's prepared for you a magnificent reward. May Allah give us tawfiq.